Deflation. Portfolio preparation is easier for deflationists. Put a chunk of money into long-term treasury bonds and much of the rest into cash and some municipal bonds. If broad-based deflation materializes, long-term treasury papers are likely to surge. The bond's fixed income stream, meanwhile, would be worth increasingly more relative to falling consumer prices. Round out your deflation portfolio with a big slug of cash. Though it won't generate much of a return in a low-rate deflationary environment, cash in the bank will gain value as prices fall. Insurance component. Commodities react most drastically to surprise inflation, so they should be part of your insurance. If inflation arises, companies such as Coca-Cola, tobacco giant Altria, and toothpaste maker Colgate-Palmolive will have some pricing power. Goldilocks economy. Maybe, just maybe, world bankers will get this right, and the economy will experience neither severe inflation nor severe deflation. We think most likely the central banks of the world will get this close enough to right that we will settle in close to a relatively benign inflation rate of between 1.5% and 2.5%, says Aaron Gerwitz, head of global investment strategy at Barclays Wealth. In such a Goldilocks scenario, where the economy is neither too hot nor too cold, risky assets would do best, so equities and bonds with some equity characteristics should receive the emphasis, says Scott Wall, portfolio manager of the AIM Balanced Risk Allocation Fund. For the bond component, pick a fund such as the Fidelity Total Bond Fund that largely owns high-grade, intermediate-term corporate bonds and mortgages, along with government and agency debt. Insurance component. Just in case the Goldilocks scenario is wrong, you will need insurance against either inflation or deflation. Pick up inflation protection through a commodity ETF, and deflation protection with long-term treasury papers. Cash also is okay in either situation.